see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
There it is. The 1,000 people that paid $35 to be in this room with me right now, cheering loudly because this podcast is back. We are back with a vengeance. No, we are far from having a vengeance of any sort. We are celebrating all sorts of dumb shit. I don't know. Fuck. Anyways, upcoming dates, Vancouver, March 24th, this weekend, Saturday, limited tickets left, March 30th and 31st in Ottawa, Ontario, April 5th in Toronto with Brian Holtzman, we'll touch on that after, April 11th in Hinton, Alberta, April 12th in Rocky Mountain House, April 13th, Drayton Valley, April 21st, Dallas, Texas, April 26th, Austin, Texas, May 3rd and 4th in Thunder Bay, Ontario, May 11th in Lloydminster, Alberta. Many folks don't want us going to their towns. There's petitions. There's all sorts of things. It's drumming up division throughout towns because of our style of comedy, our style of humor. Predominantly yoga teachers. Yoga teachers don't like us. And I don't know, you know, and I wouldn't understand why. I'm over here, you know, I turned my life around. I'm over here eating vegetables and all the fine fruits that God has put on this big blue planet or flat planet, depending on who you're talking to. And it is truly remarkable. It is in some way, shape or form. I find that folks that are vocal about us, we have a lot of similarities, you know, we have a lot in common, and I don't know why these folks want to just castrate me, essentially. They want to castrate me. They want me left for dead out in the middle of a field, and I don't know why. You know, what happened these past, what happened? I thought I was a man of the people. Everything's changed. But that's not the point. That's not the point of this episode today. I know. I got to get that off my chest nice and early. I find myself, I'm more patient these days. That's great. That's good. You know, before my drug-fueled youth, there was you get the itch, you know, you want to provide, you want to allow this substance to just further you, you know, I miss the belief of, narcotics that would push me to an upper echelon of higher thinking, you know? I don't know if you've ever dabbled with those types of things, you know? Keep in mind, this is a comedy podcast. Let's get that out of the way here. This is a comedy podcast. This is a ha-ha. We're laughing. I'm trying to connect with you as a listener. I'm trying to provide some form of entertainment where we can relate to one another, you know, and things I've done in my past, whether good or bad, you know, that's up for you to decide. That's subjective. I live with no regret. But in those younger days, boy, you know, it was like even my recent visit to my small hometown of Taber, Alberta, which this is the number one podcast in Taber, Alberta. I'll let everybody know that, especially if you are a new listener here. The number one podcast out of Taber, Alberta. And I stand by that. But it is good to go back and familiarize yourself with the surroundings of your upbringing. It's good to soak in the memories and nostalgia of your hometown, right? The activities that happen in a small town. And last week we talked about smoking indoors. I watched a young man fire up a cigarette in a small, you know what, we're not going to throw him under the bus or nothing like that, but a bar in my hometown, a nice hotel bar, all right? And nobody cared. Nobody gave a shit. There wasn't, in fact, the thing that got me is it brought the community together because he fired up the smoke and people wanted to gather and have a puff of it as if it was like a ceremonial practice in the town, right? You do that in a big, I remember one time, okay, one time. And there is something about firing up a cigarette, you know, firing up a jet, sparking a dart, if you will, indoors, which gathers folks. Because I did that one time in a nice drinking establishment off of Jasper Ave, and it brought folks together. Hey, can I have a puff of that? Absolutely. You say, what do you think? I am selfish. And I think that needs to be something that we as a people in today's society need to realize, that some of our actions can bring people together. And that's what I'm trying to tell you with our stand-up comedy, because on the weekend, folks, on the weekend, Sunday, we were at Yuck Yucks. Yuck Yucks was kind enough to allow us to perform on their stage with none other than Brian Holtzman, and folks came together for a common reason to laugh at the absurd nature of myself. Sorry, I'm fucking fumbling over here. Of myself, Brett Forte, and Brian Holtzman. Unfortunately, Sam Walker could not be there because he is still banned. But the folks that came out, it was a packed room. It was a packed room, okay? And it brought people together, similar to that cigarette being smoked on Jasper Ave inside that karaoke bar. Oh, I just gave it up. Fuck. But I'm sure there are bars all across this great nation, even down into the states, that where you spark up a cigarette indoors, no one bats an eye about it. You ignore it. It doesn't bother you. Sure, there's a stench that's around it. Sure, there. Maybe that scent is like, ooh, to you. Maybe that scent is like, nice. I'd like a puff of that, you know? I'd like a puff of, and that's similar to our jokes. They're not for everybody. Cigarettes indoors aren't for everybody. Not everybody wants to have a nice jet while their feet are up listening to karaoke. But some people do. And some people that don't like that have to be, what are you? And those people, you're like, get out of here. What are you doing? You're ruining a good time. We're trying to have a good time over here, and you're trying to ruin it. What's wrong with you? Why don't you go have your good time somewhere else? Take your bad time that you're trying to create with us. Go over there. You know what I mean? Like, we're just trying to smoke some darts indoors. That's the fun of life. That's the fun of life. Small town living. People always attempt to ridicule rural Canada, rural America. But in fact, that the sense of community that is provided in these areas is tremendously better than anything you could possibly find in an urban center, you know? Sure, there's things that bring groups together. We're seeing it now. Like, a lot of groups are gathering in the streets to, you know, have their poster paper seen by the masses. And that's good. I'm glad people are getting outdoors. Anything to get people outside and communicating with one another. And I feel like that's the pent-up rage that we're feeling causing folks to take to the streets and get their voice heard. Because it's tough online. It's easy online to just tweet about things. You got to go scream at people. You have to go scream at people. That's what you have to do. Online activism is laziness. It's laziness. It's laziness in its purest form. If you can be an activist with Cheeto crumbs on your gut, I don't know if I'm really falling for the whole you're an activist thing, you know? Like, get out there, scream at a building, why don't you? It seems unfair to those that actually go out and do cause change, you know? It's like you're piggybacking off their hard work. And I know some folks might be like, well, yeah, that's the point, is to get them talking about it. That's the point. we want them chit-chatting online about this because I went out and I did all the heavy lifting for them. But it's like, come on, can't you add a little bit of substance? But the future is grim. And even the RCMP here in Canada knows that, which is crazy that they would have such a report on how grim the future is here in Canada. CBC, our favorite news, our newscaster here in Canada, this just was reported on March 10th, okay? And the headline reads, Canada faces a series of crises that will test it in the coming years, RCMP warns. Report examined shifts in domestic and international environments that could affect policing. A lot of shifts happening, okay? And the most important one, okay? Well, we'll get into the article. One of the most important one is something that we need to shift our attention to, all right? It's not the fact that you can't afford a house in 2024, if you're under the age of 35, which is also in the report. I feel like most of us have looked at this as if like it's a video game that has become too hard. We've given up. You know, a lot of people have just thrown their hands in the air and they're like, fuck it, let it burn. You know, it's a house party that's out of control. The cops are still unaware of it. And I don't mean like because of this right here, but I'm talking in terms of the house party. The house party has gotten completely out of control. The parents, you know, they're on their way to come and try and shut this down, put a thumb on it, put a lid on it, get these kids out of my house. There's piss stains all over the carpet. You know, people have like broken the family pictures. It's a total Project X that's happening. And the unfortunate part is nobody wants to participate in the destruction of it, right? The destruction of it is so far up the chain that you can't even participate in it because you're financially strapped, right? So what do? You grab a hold of whatever is easiest to maybe attach yourself to. And that might be a total, I guess in a way it would be everybody that finds their so-called fucking group, right? And we take to the streets. Not very many of us. It seems I don't mean this in it. Like I almost have to preface a lot of the things that I talk about now because it could be taken in a different way, but it seems like the most active ones are the folks that, you know, immigrated here. They're out in the streets. Like we got the Khalistan, and the in India people, they're fucking, you know, they're arguing with one another. And I'm looking at this like, what the hell is going on? You know, there's a proxy war happening over here now too. What the fuck is going on? I can't wrap my head around all the things that are taking place. Now we got Haiti. We got to worry about Haiti. You're scratching your head and you're like, fuck, I don't even know which one I want. It's like it's the beginning of a Pokemon game and you got to pick like, which one do I want? A Charmander? Do I want the Squirtle? Do I want Pikachu? You know, which one is it that I want? Which one of these Pokemon do I want to start the game with? And then it's just easier to put the game down and just stare into your palms and look at the sad life that you lived, right? Up until this point. Until this point, you know, and like this report is a perfect reflection of where we are as a country, as individuals. It's fun. It's fun. Okay. We can't afford to do jack all these days. Vacations with the family, that's out the window, right? There's no more traveling to the lake. Even the lake vacation is out the window. Of that staring out the windshield, just thinking about where you went wrong as the kids are screaming because the iPad died or there's no internet access anymore because you can't afford the cell phone or the data plan attached to the iPad. You know, we're looking at this like, fuck me. I don't know where I went wrong. Dad's got the cottage. We take the kids out there for 1 week out of the summer. And I'm just praying that one day the old bastard dies so I can take this thing over, sell it, and possibly just be able to put in a new water heater in the basement. You know? Just maybe, I might be able to reshingle the roof. The roof is leaking. I cannot afford to fix it. Life is phenomenal. And I say this at the beginning of, I've learned patience, because normally today this happened. I'm out grocery shopping, right? And I'm doing the usual, like what everybody's doing. I'm looking at the prices and I'm just like, I'm feel myself getting irate. Everything I look at, it's more expensive, right? And the frustration settles in, the anger, and I don't know where to direct that anger. You can't just go up to the store clerk and start screaming at him because, like, he has a control on inflation, right? Like he has a control on carbon tax that's coming down the pipeline that's going to cause the prices of bananas to go up because the truck and the fucking emissions, and now we got to figure out, like, it's all trickle down economics and falls onto my fucking doorstep, and now I got to clean the shit off my shoes every time I step outside. You know, that guy's feeling it as well. You think he thought to himself, when he was a young boy, that he wanted to be a produce manager? I assure you, he probably did. When he thought, wow, I'm going to go out there and take on the world, I bet in his mind, he just, he married the idea, you know, nothing I love more than putting a nice fresh batch of apples out for all these walruses to walk past. All these just orbs of flesh to waddle past, to just go to the Lay's chips and fill their carts up with just carbs and refined sugar. That's so you can't direct this anger to the common person, right? And so I took a breath and I'm like, I don't know if this is me giving up. Is this me giving up right now? Normally, I'd be walking around like, fucking Christ almighty, you know, like you just want to, you're looking for somebody to say something to you so that way you can give it to them. And I get to the till, and there's an old couple in front of me. There's an old couple in front of me, and they want to go over the receipt. They're going over the receipt, and right here is where I would probably, you know, in my younger days, the impatient hack would have taken over. I would have started pacing, shaking my head, and it would take a total of 4.5 minutes to about 7 and 12 seconds in between there. And that's where a decision is made. Do I say something or do I just shut the fuck up and allow this person to have the receipt explained to them? You know, it's the classic old guy in the convenience store checking 82 lottery tickets. He has every right. He waited in line. He's just taking a little more time to go over every single number just in case he hit the max lotto jackpot. And who am I, you know? Sometimes I got to check myself. And as I'm watching, I had a realization. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad. Maybe this is the pushback that we all needed. You know, maybe we all got to start going over our receipts in the grocery store lineup. So that way the grocery store has to stay open longer, right? And these are the thoughts that are going inside my head. And then know what that means? Maybe they have to pay them overtime, because the grocery store has to explain every receipt to every customer. And now we're looking at 24-hour grocery stores. And this young man is making more money. And it's nice to see young men make money. I like that. I like that a lot. I like, or even young women. I like just seeing young guys, I keep going back to that. Young people, you know, it's not like their future's looking bright. I read this article and it's not looking that great. You're never going to own a home. You got to have 18 roommates in a 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. You know, your degree that you went and got is as worthless as the paper it's printed on. It doesn't mean the moment that you hit graduation from whatever accredited post-secondary education facility that you are going to be awarded some job that will allow you to financially thrive in this country. So they're just in the same boat, right? And that's where we got to like come to a realization as a common, you know, I don't even want to say middle class citizen, because I believe that the middle class has now been downvoted, if this was fucking Reddit. And we don't have the freedom that the middle class had, even in the, let's go back to the 90s. The 90s, you could have purchased a house. You could have, your purchasing power was a little stronger back then. You were able to maneuver a little better. You could go on a vacation. You could take the kids to whatever, you know, if you're living in the rural part of the country, you could take them to the big city to go school shopping. Right? That was always our big thing, going to the city for school shopping. And then we would go to the amusement park because we are white trash. That's what we would do. It's white trash entertainment, going to the amusement park, right? $20. All the kids go, yo, run around, get away from me. You've annoyed me in a shopping mall for 4.5 hours, spending money on clothes and school supplies as I'm watching my income just dwindle, knowing damn well that the education system is about to fail my young offspring. And this idiot is just going to go and work some laboring job like the rest of his peers. But meanwhile, I got to make sure that he's got his sharp new clothes and a brand new pencil that he's going to just end up gnawing on for a good portion of the school year. Really sinks in those moments. And the only way I can get some joy is watching this little mouth breather spin around in some teacups. That's the only joy I'm going to get out of this day, is watching this little drooling dumbass find amusement about a wheel that goes high and low, high and low. Oh, I can see things further when I'm at the top. Isn't that nice, honey? Yeah, no, that's great. Now, if we could just figure out mathematics this year, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? What the hell do you mean? We're doing, what is a math? It's taken forever for me to get into this article, but I got a lot on my mind. There's a lot on my plate right now. Okay. The crises rocking national and international affairs are likely to get worse over the next few years and could have a significant effect on the federal government and Canada's federal police force, says an internal report prepared for the RCMP. The global community has experienced a series of crises with COVID-19, supply chain issues, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine, all sending shockwaves through the world, says the report entitled Whole of Government 5-Year Trends for Canada. Now, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that should be one of the main things on our minds right now. You know, a war that is taking place in a foreign land that, you know, the government of Canada figured it would be great if you can invest in. You can invest your money in stocks and bonds of the Ukraine war. I believe it was just war bonds, but I'm stretching things. I get that. The situation will probably deteriorate further in the next 5 years as the early effects of climate change and a global recession add their weight to the ongoing crises. So now it's climate change, right? They are throwing every page of the book at you, crumpled up. Read this, idiot. Read this, idiot. The report, now, why did this not garner national attention in Canada? It makes me wonder, right? The report was prepared by the RCMP's 3-member Strategic Foresight and Methodology team, a special section set up in February of 2022. The report was shared with management at the RCMP's Federal Policing Station. RCMP spokesman Robin Percival said in response to questions from the CBC. Now, there is one part I wanted to get to. The report is based on open source Foresight material, horizon scans, and environment scans from law enforcement agencies, government agencies, and private entities, both domestic and international. The report paints a bleak picture of what the RCMP and Canada could have to face over the next several years. The geopolitical, economic, social, technological, and environmental shifts presented here are complex and continue to evolve, the report warns. They can disrupt or redefine law enforcement work and operations in unexpected ways. Both minor and major shifts have the potential to cause multifaceted, disruptive changes across the organization. So where does this take us? Climate change. Who's this? Oh, Sam Walker. Over the next 5 years, environmental scientists expect that increasingly violent and even concurrent storms, worsening drought, floods, and persistent heat waves all over the globe will reduce the global output of a variety of commodities. Law enforcement should anticipate that these activities. I'm reading two sentences. Law enforcement should anticipate that these destructive weather patterns will affect all facets of government, including damage to critical infrastructure, increasing pressure to cede Arctic territory, and more. So now they're warning that we're going to be having to move north, okay? You got to move north. Gear up. Hey, this is going to be a fun little camping trip. We haven't been camping in years. We're going to send this bitch back to the archaic ages where we're just dragging our knuckles trying to pick berries in wild bushes, you know? But as long as we're throwing money at the problem, it will solve itself. Every day that we wake up and we consume and we drive our cars and we go out and you turn on a light switch and you want to have a hot shower, you know, this is all your fault. This is all your fault. This has nothing to do with major, major businesses, big businesses, and wildly and incredibly large corporations that are polluting the planet all across the globe, right? All across the globe. This isn't their fault. This is your fault. When you wake up in the morning and you want to itch your nuts, and before you even have that first moment where you knock the shit out of your eye and you think to yourself, boy, I'm a little hungry, and empty your bladder into a toilet of fresh water, and you flush that down into the sewer system, you already are causing pollution, and you need to start thinking about moving up north. Now, can you get all the way up there without a series of problems happening? Or can you get up there in your EV car? You're going to have to attach some of them solar panels to the roof if you think that you're going to make it. Why haven't they done that? Why haven't they done that? Like a self-charging car, right? What if we did that? Do we not have the technology? Why do you need a sunroof? Put a fucking solar panel. Why are we not thinking about this? Boy, oh boy, I can solve the world's problems all with this podcast. You know, all it takes is a moron, a microphone, and just idiotic ideas that fall into my skull as we're discussing these topics, and I solve it all right before you. You know, we just need motorhomes with solar panels that run off of EV motors, and next thing you know, we're self-sufficient. Well, you know, we're just enjoying the luxuries of life. The fear of all this looming over top of you should cripple you. You know, you thought COVID was bad. You thought COVID was bad. It's going to be floods. It's going to be major heat. You might get a suntan. The beach might be fun to go to again. You know, the past couple of years, it's been like, oh, fuck, I haven't been able to go to the beach. But now you're telling me it's going to be plus 35 and I'm going to get a suntan. This almost seems like a positive thing at this point in time. You know, this almost seems like We should encourage this and speed it up. I would like a little bit. I don't know about you, but I don't really like winter. I know it's crucial to maybe for the farmers to have like a decent winter and a lot of snow, and for our water supplies and our water reservoirs to fill up. But at the end of the day, don't you want a warmer Canada? Don't you want that? It seems like you're trying to scare me with something that I want. You know, I want the weather of California up here. Why wouldn't I want that? What about that sounds bad? Insane. And then the fear that you're never going to own a house. You're never going to own anything in this wonderful place. The thoughts of becoming a somebody, you need to leave that behind. That needs to be thrown out the window. Just wake up, go to your bullshit job and do it, right? Don't comment on anything. Or if you do, we're going to throw you in prison. You want to make a meme? We're going to throw you in jail. You're going to go to the gulags and just do the work that you were already doing for free. Imagine that. I find that right now the big thing is trying to label everything alt-right extremism. If you disagree with it on the left and then on the other side, well, you're just woke, right? It's just it's a back and forth. It's a fucking tennis match that you're not interested in, right? And I imagine folks that do listen to this, you know, they are, I guess, interested in that tennis match to a degree. Like, you want to see the highlights. Nobody goes to that match. No, nobody goes to that ping pong match. Nobody cares to listen to the debates of like actual intellectuals. You'd rather be here listening to a moron spew shit into this mic that really shouldn't be, right? Really shouldn't be. The fact that we garnered national attention in this country should really, really settle into your mind that maybe it is getting bad out there. If three morons, right? If three idiots, dipshits, that go onto a stage and say, boy, cum's weird, isn't it? Cum is a really odd thing, isn't it? Isn't it weird that you piss out of the same hole that you come out of? If those guys are garnering national attention, I think we got to take a step back and look at the landscape here. You know, I think we just got to knock the fucking shit out of our eyes like it's early morning and take a good hard look at what's going on out there. The fact that we were all over the news from a t-shirt, okay, and I know, whatever's on the t-shirt, you can debate that, but a piece of fabric, why didn't we go further? Where was that fabric made? Did a child sew that together? Was a child out picking the materials needed to weave those threads together? Where was the ink? What about the ink on that t-shirt? How much pollution did that cost? Where was it produced? Let me guess. Oh, was it produced in China in some major factory? And now it's being shipped over here on a giant shipping, in a shipping container on a massive, you dirty, dirty boy. But that's what I mean. The insanity surrounding us at all moments of the day. It really is when you step out of your own shoes, right? And I try to put myself in other people's shoes at times just to see what they're thinking about things. And I know, oh, well, where were you when the fucking deal came out? I get it. Yeah, fucking... I'm a fucking day only to the cross. I don't know. Jesus Christ. We're idiots. We're morons, right? And I think to myself on a daily basis, I try and wrap my head around the current state of the country. I try and I try to see like where we're navigating. Are we being led to water? Is this whole herd of call it sheep, whatever, you're a sheep, you just fall, you know, you want to see where we're being pushed to, and it's making it easier to just compromise right now when the boot of finances is on your neck, when finances is in your way. And we've seen that the banking system can be stripped away from those who disagree with the system that's currently in place, or the politicians or the policies. If you disagree and you have other things in mind, and you're garnering this attention because other folks feel like that as well, that's not good for society. We all need to just herd together, shut up, right? You can't speak about certain things now. And it's coming down the pipeline. And I think prison is going to be a very fun place in the next 10 years. I think it's going to become more, I guess, because you're not going to be getting the violent criminals. Now, is it going to be a different, what do these prison camps look like for those that create memes? You know, imagine the bathroom walls in there. How fun are those going to be? You forget all the fun that's going to happen, right? When you go to prison for life because you shared a good Caitlyn Jenner meme or a good whatever, it was a good gay joke that could be deemed hate speech, and you got to do a life in the hammer, or they just financially beat you into submission by charging you 40 grand at a time, and then the third strike, you're out, life imprisonment. You got to think about the positives. That's going, how many funny guys are going to be in one room? How fun is that going to be? Comedy in that joint is going to be off the charts. Comedy in that joint is going to be something to be wrote about for the ages. You know, it's going to be such an underground, like this often talked about, rarely seen kind of environment that we've all like, hey, imagine hanging out with the funnest guys. And let's be real. Some of the dudes that got great sense of humor, they're smart. They know their way around, right? We'll be making potato vodka, getting hammered on Thursdays. We'll come together. You know, I'd imagine when you get a group of funny dudes together, the racial division is totally removed, as long as we're okay with joking with one another, right? We got to have a common theme here where everything's on the table. The funniest guys are going to be locked in these facilities all across the country. So let's make it enjoyable, why don't we? Right? We're going to be here for a while. We're going to be kicking our feet up. We might as well share some shit, share some stories. We'll have Tuesday night open mics. That's what we'll do. We'll have Tuesday night open mics. Everybody gets their 5 minutes. We'll run the mic for 2 hours. The fellows will get together, write their jokes. We'll perform them. Wednesdays will be art day. We'll have paint night. All the boys getting together. Well, paint night, Thursday nights. I think by then, you know, the potato vodka will be ready. Everybody will have certain little things. You know, you gotta host paint night, right? You gotta host paint. Where are we getting the paint? Oh, we'll worry about that later. We'll worry about that later. The re-education that's going to take place in there, oh boy, we'll all become a little smarter. We'll become a little bit more obedient. Probably not. But, oh, and yeah, and another thing, like all the art on the walls, you know, everybody, all the classic jokes, we get to reinvent them. The guard makes a dollar and I don't make a dime. That's why I shit all the time, you know? There we go. We engaged the audience here. Finally, they're awake. We got them in the game. We got them. Welcome to the show. But it's nuts. You know, disinformation, you don't got to worry about disinformation. Think of all the things that you don't got to worry about in jail. Disinformation, you don't got to worry about, my kid's doing all right. Who gives a shit? I'm in here for life. I'd imagine by the time he hits 18, if he's anything like his old man, he'll be in here. You know, reunited. Bringing families together inside the hammer. We'll have Street Hockey Fridays. Saturdays, you know, football season rolls around. We can gamble with honey buns and itchy band packs. Oh, God. Someone can run the betting lines in there. You know, it'll be just a bunch of degenerate gambling, blue collar, white collar. It don't matter. We got fucking guys from all walks of life that have similarities in terms of humor. Oh, it seems like a wonderful place. You never got to worry about if you rip the wrong joke that you're going to get accosted at a fucking, you know, a brunch. You got a good joke that you whisper to, you know, those feelings, right? You're in an environment where you're already like, I should just keep my mouth shut. And you think that the old ladies' friend groups, they bring their boyfriends around and you got a little bit of a twisted sense of humor, right? So, you make an off-color joke. And I don't mean that as like it's a racist joke. I'm just saying like, not everybody, you know, and he's got to take a stance because he's like, he's with his old lady. They're already, the relationship is already rocky. He can't afford a tongue fucking lashing in the car because he's already on the brink of it, right? Three kids. You just been beaten into submission, verbally fucking beaten into submission to the point where you're like, yeah, whatever. Anything to make this fucking thing be quiet. How many relationships are like that? You know, you see some of your friends out there and it's just gotten to the point where like they don't care anymore. There is like degrees of it. In the beginning, it's like, yeah, no, it's fun. It's fluffy. Yeah. Here we go. We're a tailspin. And like these guys that I guess what I'm saying is like the stage of where you just like, you'll do anything for peace and quiet. You'll agree. You just like, yeah. You find your moments, you pick your battles. And then you get to the point of where like none of it matters, right? None of it matters. You don't care anymore. You've put your 20 years in and it's almost, you'll deliberately post that meme for life imprisonment. You know, how many dudes are just looking like, bring that fucking Bill C-63 on so I can tweet the gnarliest meme I can and just go to life and just serve life in prison so I can get away from this lady. You know, how many dudes are just sitting there like anything, life in prison. I don't even have to do no violence. It's a harmless crime, right? It's a victimless crime. I don't have to violently beat somebody in the street. I don't got to rob a corner store at gunpoint. You know, I don't got to perform an actual hate crime that would be a national headline. No, I just got to share this SpongeBob meme with the Chicago crime statistics on it. And I go to jail for life. And that gets me away from that. This is the easiest decision of my life. I don't have to pay up out the ass for divorce papers. I just lose everything. I go to the hammer. I hang out with my boys. I already see that Carl, Jeff, and Blake are already there. So what's holding me back? Why am I not Preston Post right now to get me in there in the old Crowbar Hotel to start hanging out with the boys? You know, if you're smart, you take a loan out. And you put it on the books of one of your buds and say like, hey, see you soon. That's your little see you soon to let him know that I'm on my way. I'm on my way out of here. Okay. Buckle up. It's about to get fun. The party. And they're like, oh, nice. Jake. This must mean that fucking Hack's on his way. Jake and the boys, all them. The fellas are on their way. Yeah. I just got fucking 10 grand on the books. So that means he's coming. He's on his way. That means he's on his ride out. And that's how you cripple. You could cause so much damage to the financial system, right? You could just destroy everything with the post of a meme and a little thought behind it. The more you stew on it, the more we could just like break the system and have a cool hangout, right? And that's when you got to go a step further. Take that loan out, max out your credit cards, buy some shit that somehow maybe could get in there. You just need someone on the outside that could bring you the Nintendo 64, bring you a little TV for your cell. Because I imagine the fellas that are going in there, a lot of good behavior is going to be taking place, right? We just, like we said, we just want to hang out. We want to fucking drink some Kool-Aid, some potato vodka. Maybe. I remember when one buddy told me one time when he was in Drumheller Max, and somehow they got MDMA inside there, and they had Drumbala. I don't know if you're familiar with Shambhala, but it is a major outdoor festival, I think in Squamish, BC. A lot of EDM music and whatnot, right? So what they did is they took MDMA and just put a radio pointing outside, so that way they could be like, and they're all dancing to the radio out on the basketball courts. Where the radio was shooting outside there, and they were all rolling on MDMA, and they were all having a great time. Like, it seemed like that was what he was like. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. You know, everybody understands, like, hey, we're in here, fucking let's make this all right. Fellas get it. You know, we just get it. When I say that, I just got to say that, like, dudes get it. And if you're a dude, you're like, yeah, I totally agree with that statement that you just made right there. Like, dudes, when a dude hears that, like, ah, oh, yeah, dudes get it. And like what I just said right there is like, yeah, that would make sense. If you're in there, you might as well try and have a good time. Fellas are always just looking to have a good time. That's it. We're just looking to have a good time. The boys are always like searching, you know, you get a group of men together. It's like, how can we have the greatest time ever? And we start throwing and pitching ideas. Dudes get it. Now, men sometimes, they don't get it, right? They don't fucking get it. Some guys just don't understand it, you know? It's like those guys that are like, well, I was thinking we could get massages and go to a wine testing little tour for Josh's stag. I was like, the wine tasting sounds all right, okay? I can deal with that. But if you think I'm coming over here all the way across the country to put rose petals over my eyelids and not pull out my hog at least 5 times in a public setting and really fuck my life up with an indecent exposure charge, then you're out of your mind, okay? We don't have to do the strip club, hey, bachelor party. We don't have to do that. But I'm saying I came out here to have a good time, and having rose petals and cucumbers on my eyelids while listening to fucking, you know, like that piano remixes of like popular songs on the radio. And it's like, you spend more time in a massage trying to figure out what fucking song is that than you do enjoying the fucking massage. You know, those gay remakes, and you're laying there and you're trying to relax, but you're like, what is this song again? Why can't you just make your own music so I don't even know what it is? I'm over here, I'm in my own head right now trying to figure out what Bruno Mars song is being covered. What Taylor Swift song is being covered on a baby grand piano in soft jazz? I'm supposed to be unwinding here, and my brain is overloading because I can't figure out, like, when's the part? Don't do the Medusa, right? I don't want that. I want to hear the real Bruno Mars song while I'm shit-faced in a bar I shouldn't be, surrounded by 21-year-olds, making a fool out of myself. And they're saying, whose dad is that? That's what I want to hear on a stag. I want somebody to make fun of me. Whose dad is that? And that's why jail seems like it's going to be a good time when we post the memes, boys, because that's what's going to be around you. All the fucking, all the cucumber eyelids pussies are going to be, oh, it's a real shame that now I got to go out and have to do hard labor work because apparently accounting is taken over by the government. Oh boy, what am I going to do? I didn't see myself being a plumber at 54. Too bad. Hit send. You better, you know what? That's just training. That's what it is. All, because we know a vast majority of guys that are going to be in that prison cell, that faculty of imprisonment are going to be guys with similar backgrounds, right? You understand the feeling of a good hard day's work, of sweat on your brow and dust in your ears, you know, in those good days where you're like, when you farmers blow a wad of dust, I was like, oh, like your brain hurts because you're breathing so much shit in, but you're a man and you refuse a mask. Even prior to this fucking, you know, the Wuhan flu, even prior to that, then you're going to be, this is going to be the training ground for you. So you can garner a sense of humor. And before you know it, it'll probably take you about two and a half years to deprogram you and update your hard drive of true dude mentality. And by then you're ready to hit send and come join the boys for a drumbala. You know what I mean? A little MDMA and fucking Tom Petty on the classic rock radio. And then you got to listen to all the car commercials and you're like, still, I don't know how I'm going to manage to dance to this, but we'll figure it out. Hey, gentlemen, we'll figure that shit out. We'll be laughing, giggling, having a great time. And that's the deprogramming. It's going to work opposite of what they think. So there's something about hard labor that you get a disdain for those that sit around all day, i.e. me. But hey, before you're like, well, that's what you do all day. You just fly around the country and tell your stupid little dick jokes. Whoa. Pump the brakes, amigo. You better holster that pistol, cowboy. Before you start coming at me, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm in, okay? You don't think I'm going to be in there trying to have a giggle with the boys? You think I'm going to dismiss the idea that a re-education camp isn't in my near future? You don't think that that's going to happen? You're out of your mind. I'm probably first to go. I'm on the top of the charts. I'm picking out my room right now. You know, I'll be so settled in that I'm going to have the TV remote. They're going to be like, Hack, I'm not saying that I'm going to be holding the keys to any cars or anything like that, or I'm a shot caller inside. I'm not saying that, but I'll put enough time in there that by the time that your ass shows up, I got the TV guide memorized. You know, I'll be giving you the tips. Hey, I highly suggest you stay away from the mashed potatoes this week because Fred is on it. And I tell you what, I don't know what he does if he forgets to put salt in there. But they are just bland, you know. I start turning into like the guy you come to for information about what's happening on site. You know, there's always that guy on site. He knows, hey, don't talk to him on Tuesdays. You know, that's when he gets a call from. And his old lady had a fight last night. You know what I mean? Like, don't just stay away. You can always tell by his mood. If he's got his sandals on, the orange ones, he's in a good mood. Then you can talk to him. Okay. You can come out. If he comes out of his cell with a book in his hand, leave him alone. He had a bad night. He got some information from back home, from back at the ranch, and something is not good. So stay, I'll have the lay of the land ready for you. You'll come in. It'll be like a one-star Mexican resort. That's what it'll be like. Hey, welcome. We don't have any margaritas or some of them Lays that we're going to put around your neck or nothing like that, but this is about as good as it's ever going to get. This is Mark. He's in here because he denied the Holocaust. This is Jerry. Okay, Jerry. Jerry over here, he had some things to say about COVID and spread some misinformation. So he's doing a little bit. We're a silly little Willy group over here. We're having a little fun. And that's how this all starts, gents. We're all going to be gathered once again. We'll be our own community. Well, similar to like the people that we were talking about in the beginning that go out to the streets and accost strangers with their poster paper signs and yell and scream at brick and mortar buildings because they got nothing better to do on a Tuesday afternoon, right? They're a community. We'll build our own community inside. One rule. If you're a moody, if you're a moody little bee, if you're being a moody bee, you have to stay in your cell until you figure it out. You're on timeout. We're going to treat each other like toddlers. We're going to act like toddlers. We're going to have the mentality of high schoolers in there. Okay? It's going to be like organized sports all over again. Remember when the adults would leave the dressing room? That's when the fun started. And the camaraderie of fellow amigos gathering together under the roof of sport. But meanwhile, you were there for a good time. That's what jail's going to be in the near future. Buckle up. The RCMP says that we'll be suntanning, having drumbala, MDMA, all that good stuff. But listen, we're changing up the dynamic when it comes to, you know, the hate mail, right? The hate mail. We're gonna call it the kitty. Maybe we call it the kitty cat scratch post. I don't know. New rule, okay? Because I can't feel the emotion of what you're trying to get across. Voice notes only. That's what it's gonna be. Voice notes only. Send me a voice note. We're not reading the emails no more. We can't be doing. I don't know what you're trying to express. I need to feel what you're saying, and that's my way of having a conversation. And anything goes. You can do anything. This is an open board. Okay, it's an open community board. You can ask me a question. You can ask the world a question. You can ask the 3,000 people in attendance today a question. You can just get something. It can be a rant. It can be whatever you please. Okay? And you just have to email that voice note to unclehack@dangercats.tv with the subject line, whatever. My rant. I don't care what you put in the subject line, to be honest. But voice notes, then we're switching it over. No more writing. I want to feel the emotion in your voice. I want to understand how you're saying it, why you're saying it. And you can only get that from someone speaking. Okay. I'm tired of the reading that's like, I don't know what he's trying to express here. You know, sometimes you get it. Sometimes you get it right. Sometimes you get it wrong, you know? And at one point there was like weeks on end there where people were writing back and forth and somebody wrote back in and be like, hey, that fucking guy, remember there was a guy that wrote in and it was like something to do with his baby mama. And then the baby mama wrote in being like, he's a piece of shit actually. And then he wrote back the next week. That was incredible. The power that this show has will blow your mind. And we thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/dangercats69, okay, for an exclusive episode. And also, if you want tickets to all the upcoming dates that were mentioned prior, dangercatshop.com. Both links are down in the description down below. Patreon is a great way to support this podcast. Showing up to live comedy is another great way to support Danger Cats comedy. Either or, we appreciate you being here with us. And just a reminder, don't take this show serious. If you take this show serious, if you think what I'm saying is gospel, God bless you.